Welcome to the Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast. This episode is a replay of the Radio Blue Mountains Ask Roz Tourism Show interview with Robin Catchlove and photographer and adventurer Elaine Yeo about the Grand Clifftop Walk.
Goodest ones. This is Ask Roz Tourism Show, and this is the good-looking Catch the Lovely on air on 89.1, the more fabulous radio station in the entire universe. And I have with me the equally good-looking Elaine. Thank you, darling, for joining us. And she is, amongst other things, an extraordinary photographer and bushwalker. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Robin. How are you?
I'm delightful, and it's delightful to have you here. And we were just saying, isn't the day delightful today?
It is gorgeous. How stunning is it?
Your camera must be calling you.
Yes, every morning when I wake up, you know, I just think, where can I go today? What can I photograph? What flowers are in bloom?
Oh, and autumn must be just a carpet of colour.
Yes, I love autumn. I came to Australia when I was 20. So
the other day,
30 years ago. Yes,
yes.
And I came from a tropical country, and we have sun all year round. And when I came here, I was amazed that we had four seasons, and I was always so enraptured with autumn and with spring, because they were the seasons that we didn't have. Just to see all the leaves change color, and then in spring to see all the flower buds come out. So it's always been special to me. Every year I just look forward to these beautiful seasons.
Nature itself, as you're talking about, can be a tiny leaf just peeking above that crumbly brown stuff we call the earth.
And exactly.
And the shocking beauty of it.
I just love nature. I find nature so grand. I love actually sometimes going out just on my own, being quiet and just watching and looking. You know, it could be just a moss on a tree bark.
Oh.
It could be an autumn leaf. You know, you still have the green center and with the edges turning golden and brown. I just think nature is wonderful.
I'm so delighted that we managed to call nature she. And
Yes.
And that in it she shows us the entire cycle of life and death and the cycles in between. And like you're saying, autumn is this shockingly brilliant carpet.
Yes, I agree. I think when I first came, autumn was always my favourite season. It's so pensive and moody, and I just love it. In recent times, I have loved spring and the promise of life, you know, springing up.
Spring is sprung.
Yeah, I love spring. I actually love both equally now, although when I first came, I just loved autumn because it was so different.
But really, my experience is winter's extraordinary too, and so is summer.
I know. Yes, winter's amazing. I'm not very partial to summer, I have to admit.
Okay.
Yes, but I love the other three seasons.
And so your photography, talk about your photography, where your camera takes you instead of you taking your camera somewhere.
Yes. when I was young, I've always loved art, even when I was young. So, but my mom, being a typical Asian mother, I wanted to be an artist, actually, when I was younger. She said to me, you're not going to make any money doing art.
Yes, so the old story.
So you better do one of those, like, careers that will earn you money. And so she said, you know, and art can be your hobby. You can do that in your free time. So I did. So I went to university and did a proper degree.
Yes.
And when my degree was very busy, I became a doctor, actually. So it was very, very busy. But when I gave that up to care for my children, I suddenly had time. And so I doubled in different areas of art. I did scrapbooking, which I loved. Then I found that I did have time then for scrapbooking as the kids were growing up and I was getting busier. And I love photography because it's instantaneous.
Yes.
You know, it's there. You have a camera, you snap it, and it's done.
So what you're doing is you're putting the stethoscope on nature, isn't it?
Yes, in a way.
Doctor camera. Yes.
So, you know, it's not like with a painting, which I would have loved to have done. You know, a painting, you have the colours, you sit there, and it takes time, it takes days, it could take weeks, and so does scrapbooking. But with the camera, you see something, and my mind often sees this. I see a picture and I frame it. I'm thinking, if I were painting it, that's the frame.
Yes.
And I snap it as though it was a painting in my mind.
Yes.
And that's how I photograph.
And what kind of camera are you using?
So when I first started...
Excuse me, are you using a real one?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you naughty girl.
Yeah. I did start using a proper one. So I had a Canon, then I went to a Sony mirrorless. And then the phone cameras became so good.
Okay.
You know, and the other thing is I am also a hiker. And... It's not practical to carry the big cameras with me when I do proper hikes. And so then I learned to photograph with my phone camera. And as the years went on, the phone cameras became so good. Okay. When I went away on holiday, I would, you know, compare my phone camera photos and I would compare my proper camera photos. And it came to a point where I couldn't tell a huge difference.
Okay.
I mean, the difference is that the big camera has a great zoom and great detail, but it's, you know, what I have now is so good. It's good enough that I don't have to carry my big camera along.
So, let us talk about the Grand Clifftop Walk. Is that an extraordinary place to photograph?
Amazing. It is so good.
Go on.
So everyone says, you know, like, it's not a new walk. The walks have already been there. You know,
yes.
There's all this hype about the new Grand Clifftop Walk.
Yes.
But I actually think, what a great thing for the Blue Mountains area. What great publicity. And all the hype is so positive. You know, having it there for the international visitors, for interstate visitors, and even for
locals
and city-siders to come.
Yep.
And maybe the tracks were there, but maybe there was less awareness.
But also you're seeing such a unique way of looking at the Blue Mountains. It's quite different, and the colours also must be just extraordinary, and the ancientness.
Yes. I love the thought of walking from one beautiful village to another beautiful village, you know, whether you do the Wentworth Falls to Katoomba, past Lura, or whether you do it the other way around. So you're actually passing three amazing villages in the Blue Mountains.
Okay.
And also the valley that is directly facing the walk, the Jameson Valley, you're actually skirting around it from end to end. And you know, you have Mount Solitary, which is, you know, the solitary mountain in the middle of the valley. You're actually walking around it from, you know, you're looking at it from one angle and you're walking along the clifftop to a different angle. And I just find that so amazing.
Yeah, it must feel like you're ancient, that you're walking in amongst ancientness itself in the structures and the beauty of the cliffs and the valleys. You must feel in your own self that early echo of us.
Yes. I always feel so small when I am standing in front of the magnificence of nature.
Yeah.
Especially in the Blue Mountains, you know, because the cliffs are so dramatic. I think that's why the Blue Mountains, you know, is so beloved amongst so many hikers, so many visitors, because you stand on the edge of the valley and you feel how small you are. and how vast everything is. And it is an amazing, incredible feeling.
Darlings, this is Ask Roz Tourism Show. And the lovely Elaine and I are actually, we're not in the studio. We are actually out walking along the grand clifftop walk tour experience. That's where we really are. Is it the vast magnificence?
Oh, so incredible. I was so lucky to be able to do the walk very soon after it opened, like a few days, I think, after it officially opened. I grabbed three girlfriends and we walked it. And somehow, I don't know whether it was meant to be, whether officially it's meant to be walked from Wentworth Falls to Katoomba, but everyone seems to think to be walking it in that direction. So, and that's how we started. We started from Wentworth Falls and we went to Katoomba. It's actually quite a difficult walk. So by the time we finished, our legs were like jelly. There were so many steps, which was, as I was saying to Graham, it was so unexpected because the name itself says, you know, Grand Clifftop Walk, and you think, oh, it's going to be on top of the cliffs. And in my mind, I was, even though I had done, you know, parts of the track before, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, it's going to be flat-ish. We're just going to be walking along the clifftops. It's going to be, you know, fairly easy.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, but there are actually thousands of stairs, thousands, hundreds, so many, you know. I think I'm fairly fit, but at the end, my legs were jelly, and so were the other three girls. You know, we were exhausted. But the week after that, I did it the other way from Katoomba to Wentworth Falls, which was so good because, you know, when you do the same walk in a different direction, it's like a different walk.
Yes.
So, in fact, I got to experience the Grand Clifftop Walk as two walks. Which
absolutely.
Is amazing.
And can I ask, what sort of time period does the walk take? Is it all day?
It is all day. So,
okay.
You know, it depends. Some people are trail runners, so they might run it.
Yeah, of course.
And everyone walks at a different pace.
I was asking because I was thinking about families walking it.
I think so. On average, and I would say average means like, you know, a fairly comfortable pace. You're not hurrying. You're not sort of lagging behind.
Yes.
It's a comfortable pace, enough to take a few photos, but, you know, bearing in mind that you still have to finish the walk, I would say from end to end, I would allow about 7 to 8 hours.
Okay.
And that includes time for you to sit down and have some morning tea or some lunch.
Take photographs.
Take photographs, talk to – and it, you know what? It's so festive. You've got visitors coming in. Like when we did the walk the second time, we met a group of Americans. And it was delightful. You know, they'd come from South Carolina and – we were telling them about all the local things, like, you know, the black cockatoos and the lyrebirds on the track.
And Ask Roz, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and it was so delightful chatting to them.
That's lovely. So there's a sharing along the way. And so you can bring your kids to bring something lovely to eat. You don't have to rush it, and it's delightful. And bring your cameras. Do you find do you sell your photographs?
No, I don't sell my photograph. I just do it for love.
Okay. And do you have a website with them on?
Yes. I have an Instagram called Elaine Yeo Photography.
Could you just spell that, please?
Yes. So it's Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. And my surname, which is Malaysian, it's Y-E-O-H. And photography.
Right, right. So, darlings, if you're looking just for the delight of the experience of seeing the way that it is on that walk, do go to Elaine's website and have a look. Also, go to Ask Roz.
Yes. Can I just quickly say that Graham has been such a big help. When I first got my three friends together to do the first Grand Cliff Top Walk, I contacted Graham, as I normally do, and this is how I became to know him. So whenever I wanted to do a walk in the Blue Mountains, a lot of the time I would contact Graham and say, hey, Graham, are there any last-minute closures?
Can I just interrupt? And Graham, yes, being the owner with his wife, the lovely Roz, of, yes, the Ask Roz website.
Yes.
Go on.
So, you know, I would always, like, contact him and say, hey, Graham, are there any last-minute closures? Is there anything I need to know? You know, and when I did this Grand Clifftop, there are closures along the track, and they do say that, but, it, you know, he is so good at giving me tips. So, you know, I contacted him and said, hey, Graham, how do I get around this? What do you suggest? And even when I did the reverse, so he was there with me.
Yes, and so that's
the planning,
and that's important for all of us. If, darlings, if you're out there, you're here, you're in China, or you're in England, or you're in Katoomba, and something is interesting you on Ask Roz, don't hesitate to ask for further information through their email. Or through their site itself, of as you're saying, important knowledge for when you set out, what sort of shoes should I really wear? Is it going to rain today?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, I've often asked him, where would be a good place to eat? Do you think that cafe is open today?
Wow.
You know, is that a good place for lunch? He's, you know, they're so great.
Yes. Yes.
And so responsive. So every time I shoot them a message and say, hey, well, what do you think? Or, can you give me some tips?
And immediate response. Tips.
Yes, yes. It's fantastic.
Can I just thank you so much for reveling in the delight of nature and photographing it and keeping it alive in that way? It's really a never-ending lens, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is our privilege, really, to be able to do this.
Yes.
Nature is there. You know, it's our privilege to go to it and to be able to capture it.
Yes, and be part of it in with respect.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing in the delight of the Blue Mountains and how we can all walk from for example, Katoomba down to Wentworth, which is an easier track, or we can walk both ways and, as you're saying, see a completely different, have a different view.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Know, and take photographs and so forth. So I want to thank you so much for sharing with us in the delight, and please don't stop.
Thank you, Robin. It was a delight to talk to you this
morning. Also, have a beautiful life.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Robin.
Attention all adventurers in the greater Blue Mountains region. Get ready to explore like never before with the Ask Roz Tourism Show, your ultimate guide to the wonders of the Blue Mountains. Join host Robin Catchy Catch Love as she uncovers hidden gems, shares insider tips, and has interviews with local services and businesses that will enrich your visit. Reaching over 1 million people every month, the Ask Roz digital platform is where the adventure starts. Tune in to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM every Friday at 9 a.m. and let the journey begin.
Well, that's it for this episode. Be sure to follow us at askroz.com.au and our Facebook page, Ask Roz Blue Mountains. Thanks again for your time.